Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, June 20th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, we could see a watch from Apple soon and Sprint and Walmart team up. Those stories and more coming up as we continue.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Apple is likely to make its move into wearable technology in the fall. Sources tell the Journal the iPhone maker plans multiple versions of a smartwatch. Sensors to track health and fitness will be among the features. A Taiwanese contractor could begin full-scale production after some trial runs in July. The smartwatch could be launched as early as October. Does having a kill switch on your iPhone, meanwhile, mean that somebody's less likely to steal it? Some new findings from the Journal's Mike Gavin.
Law enforcement officials in New York and California are saying that a kill switch to disable stolen iPhones appears to be reducing thefts. In New York City, for example, robberies and grand larcenies from a person involving Apple products dropped 19% and 29% respectively in the first 5 months of this year, compared with a year earlier. The declines follow Apple's introduction last fall of an activation lock in the latest version of its mobile operating system. The feature allows the owner of a stolen device to remotely deactivate a phone, rendering it nearly useless to thieves. Google and Microsoft are now following Apple's lead, planning to put similar technology into devices using their software.
Thanks very much, Mike. Google has purchased wireless communications startup Alpental Technologies in its bid to extend fast internet service to more places. Google acquired the company a few weeks back but didn't announce it. A Google spokesman confirmed the acquisition but didn't say why the company made the purchase or comment further. Oracle's making an acquisition to beef up the services it can offer to cloud customers. Oracle agreed to buy LiveLook, which makes software for online video presentations. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Sprint is teaming up with Walmart to offer low-priced prepaid wireless service. Customers can choose one of two mobile phones. For $20 a month, they have a choice of unlimited voice or unlimited text. Coming up, we'll look at how tech stocks fared.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
Good day on Wall Street. The Nasdaq up 8 points at 4368. The Dow up 25, an all-time closing high of 16,947. The S&P up 3, also at an all-time closing high. Oracle shares today down 4%. The software firm reported fourth quarter adjusted earnings and revenue that fell short of analyst forecasts amid disappointing sales of new software licenses. Amazon.com shares down almost 1% today. Apple down about 1%. Facebook up 0.25%. Twitter was up almost 1%. Google added $1.46. Again, the Nasdaq up 8. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso for the Wall Street Journal.